You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here to update us on the activities of the Rainbow Crosswalk Work Group. Welcome, Steve Suing.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Thanks for coming in. So for those who don't know, could you give us a little bit of history and background about the Rainbow Crosswalk in Juno?
Yeah, for sure. So in 2018, there was a couple appearances of some people painting some crosswalks in downtown Juno corridor, rainbow colors. One was on 7th and Gold Street, and there was another one on Calhoun, just across from the entrance to Cope Park. I don't believe this, living in the downtown core, this is not the first time it's happened, but it's the first time it's happened in two different locations. Mm. And based on the second occurrence of it being painted on Calhoun, City Manager Rory Watt took to the airwaves on another radio station and asked whoever was painting it to not come forward, but if someone was interested in working with the city to have some actual rainbow crosswalks that had the blessings of the city and met all the requirements that they needed, that they come work with the city on a specific project and make it so it's legal. And so they didn't have to repaint over these rainbow crosswalks that kept appearing.
That sounds like a great compromise. I'm really glad that that's the route everybody decided to take. I saw the crosswalk come up and be painted over several times in that neighborhood. So I'm really glad it all kind of finally worked out for everybody. And other cities have rainbow crosswalks too. I've seen them around. So
for sure, for sure.
We know that it's possible within city limits and zonings to put one in. So
yeah, and as a resident and a taxpayer, I think that that was one of the things that was frustrating about it, was that it was happening and it was costing the city some money to repaint over it, and that it happens in other places. So if it can happen in Seattle, Washington, if it can happen in Whitehorse, like surely there's a process that it can happen in Juno. And so that's what really got me to the table to work on this group to make it happen. One was the city manager being proactive about it and saying, hey, come talk to us. We want this to happen. We don't want to keep repainting. And how can we get this done?
So what is the current status of the project?
Well, the current status of the project is today's our 3-week anniversary of launching the GoFundMe campaign.
Okay.
And the goal is to get $10,000 in the fund so that we can paint the crosswalk this year. With any pilot project, the costs are unknown to some point. Of course, the city talked to their painting contractor. Of course, they talked to the city works department and what this would cost. So we got a general number of about $3,000. And a lot of this, everyone says, well, it's just paint. It only costs X amount of dollars to paint a crosswalk. But I think one of the challenges is that it's different colors. So it's not, the equipment has to be switched out with every color. It's definitely labor intensive. And so with this being a pilot project, we had kind of a ballpark of what the costs were, but we didn't know for sure. Also, we want to mitigate any kind of things that happen with our climate and try to make this so it stands up for a year and doesn't have to be painted more often than not.
Right, because it has to, like, the street lines have to be repainted just about
every
year. And it'll have to be maintained.
Yep. So we didn't know what the cost was. And also, we didn't want to have multiple fundraising campaigns. We just thought we'd fundraise it to at least fund it for the first 3 years. Hopefully, the cost is a little bit cheaper than we were told. And, it can fund it for the next 4 to 5 years before the next rendition of what happens with the Rainbow Crosswalk is.
That would be optimal.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a publicly funded project. So if folks want to see the Rainbow Crosswalk, they will need to make a donation to the campaign.
Yes.
So you can raise the funds that you need. Have they decided which crosswalk or which streets? Where will it be?
Yep. Front and Main is the location.
Awesome.
So just right in front of our public parking lot there, the parking garage. Is the location that's been selected. So I think when the working group was going through this process, because the crosswalks were painting in the downtown core, we wanted to keep to the downtown core and a high visibility location. And I think it really speaks well to having a rainbow crosswalk on Main Street. And as you look at that location, you can stand in that crosswalk very shortly for a picture because we want to be safe. But the backdrop of Mount Juno behind there, looking down Front Street, I think is really awesome. And it's going to be a good representation of our community when it gets installed.
Does it have a design yet?
Does it have a design? So the lines, transcontinental is the type of crosswalk there, so the two long lines. So the rainbow is going to be painted in block colors across that. So I guess the colors would be perpendicular to the transcontinental.
In between lines. The two white lines.
Yep. So the white lines need to stay. That's part of the guidelines, and it was a lot of the discussion with the city. So the white lines are going to stay there. We're just painting in between those white lines.
Great. Well, where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, update on the campaign. As of today, we've got $2,630 that have been contributed. And the way that people can contribute is they can go to the JAC and contribute there. Thankfully, they've been the fiscal sponsor of this project. Or they can go to GoFundMe.com. It's called Juno's Rainbow Crosswalk and donate to the campaign there. Happy to report we've had 46 different donors to the campaign so far. Like I said, we're just 3 weeks in. We'd like to get to that $3,000 mark sooner rather than later because the city is looking at the weather and ready to paint this crosswalk. We've had businesses. We've had individuals. If I can, real quickly, I'd like to call it the businesses that have contributed. Above and Beyond Alaska, it's a tour company. They made a very generous donation. Amalga Distillery, which I think is an exemplary new business in our downtown core. Rainbow Foods, another exemplary business in the downtown core. Valley Paint has been awesome with their time and has also donated some material and paint in kind and given us a break on that. And then there's also an entity called Strategic Prevention Solutions. It's based here. I'm not sure it's based here, but they do have an office here. And in Anchorage and Seattle, they specialize in sexual violence prevention and bullying and violence prevention as well. So they made a nice, generous donation to the campaign. So, 46 donors. I'd like to encourage businesses to donate as much as individuals. The smallest donation's been $5. The biggest has been $250. It's an awkward time to be asking for money here in Alaska, but I definitely encourage people, you know, give what you can, but just giving shows that you support this project, mm-hmm. and I think is really representative of what we're trying to put forth with this installation in downtown Juneau.
Well said, Steve. And once the money is raised, once you hit that mark, when's the soonest it would be installed?
Yeah, so I just got an update actually today. We talked with the City Works Department, and basically they said the paint's been ordered. They're looking for what lines up with their schedule and weather-wise. So we're really close to the goal we think we need for this first installation, and we're very hopeful that as soon as that gets there, you know, the excitement around it will propel us to that $10,000 mark so we can make sure that this installation is at least up for the next 3 to 5 years.
Fantastic, Steve. Thank you so much for sharing all that great information, and I do hope we'll see it there someday soon. Is there anything else you'd like to add while you're here today?
One more thing. When we make lists, you know, there's also the possibility of leaving people off. So it's the thank yous for making this project happen. Definitely like to thank the city manager for being proactive about asking community members to come together for this project. And the deputy city manager, Mila Cosgrove, who is very helpful in kind of pushing this across the finish line to get it to the installation phase. The crosswalk working group members were Catherine Hatch, Francis Leach, Cindy Smith, Iris Matthews, and Senator Jesse Keel was very supportive of this project when he was at the Assembly. So we really appreciate his efforts for this. I know that he's been working on this long before this group ever came together. Definitely want to thank KTO for the story of last week.
I was just going to mention that.
Kind of funny story, the folks that were pictured on that story were actually visitors, and the woman's name is Sally Warner Arnett. She was visiting from I don't know where, but heard that her picture was on KTO, went to the GoFundMe site and contributed $150. So thanks for posting her picture up there. It led to a donation. She was very excited to hear that we're going to actually have an installation here in town.
That's funny.
And last but not least, the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, who is the fiscal sponsor for this. So their tax ID number is going on this, so it is a tax-deductible donation. So thank you to their board for supporting this project and being the fiscal sponsor so we've got some place to hold the money to get this funded for this year and hopefully for many years beyond.
Thanks again, Steve. And we have a link to that story on the Juneau Afternoon page, ktoo.org/JuneauAfternoon. You can link to the KTOO story, or
awesome.
You can just find it on our homepage if you want to read about that and see the picture of the visitor.
Yes.
She's anonymous in the photo, but it sounds like we tracked her down.
Yep.
She tracked us down.
Someone who took the picture is paying attention to KTO. So good job, everyone.
Well, thanks again for being here, Steve, and lots of luck.
All right. Thanks, Shaylee.